Republicans hold a supermajority in both the Kansas House and Senate. That allows Republicans to override vetoes from Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. The DLCC has $60 million to spend nationwide, but no specific amount set aside for Kansas. It will also help the state party recruit candidates to run for office. Obi Rahman of the campaign committee says the group expects to invest heavily in the state.
We'll be in the state of Kansas basically all year, and then next November, Kansas is one of our top priorities.
Every seat in the Kansas legislature will be up for election in 2024. Democrats need to flip at least two seats in the House to break the supermajority. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.